Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog podcast, a show that happens twice a week where two old guys and one nice young lady. Not rather young. Nice. It's a different one. One stern but fair young lady.
You're stern?
I am a little stern.
Talk about old games. I guess let's go ahead and talk what the game we're going to be talking about.
It's one of Dave's favorites.
Continuing our series. Games that Dave loves. Yeah, of games that Dave's love. We were talking about Jaws.
Mm-hmm. For the NES.
For the Nintendo Entertainment.
Not Jaws Unleashed that came out on the Xbox.
No. Oh, I didn't even know that. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either until I did research for this show. I could almost guarantee you that Jaws for the NES is like a better game.
It has to be.
I mean, it looks better. It sounds better. It's just a better game.
But our special guest host today, my dear friend for many years now, Taryn Landon.
Woohoo!
Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are we doing today?
We're all right. I mean, it's okay.
It's Valentine's
it's
Day.
It's a day.
Oh, and I'm so happy to be spending my Valentine's Day with you.
That's on my list of things to ask you. How the fuck did this happen?
I don't have a Valentine. Sans Valentine.
So I'm the new Tadpog.
That's my vow. I went to work and I'm going to do Ted Pug.
That's essentially what I did today.
Believe me, I would much rather be spending it with you two gentlemen.
Because you recently started listening to the shows.
Absolutely.
I want to do one. I was like, well, what games do you like?
Yes.
And you reeled off a list. And I was like, that's the one Dave really wants
you
to
did.
Do.
You said
Let's
Jaws.
Do that.
Yep.
It's a good game.
It's an awesome game. I'm going to make the noises in a minute.
All right.
Yeah. I love it.
Wait, I thought that's Kirby's noise.
He goes down into the water.
Oh, okay.
Where they drop him into the water. It's so great. But I wish you could see me do.
Yeah, he's got hand motions and everything.
It's pretty elaborate.
But I'm your bearded host, Tyler.
Tyler, tell me a little something about yourself.
I mentioned last week that I would talk about online girlfriends.
Yeah, that was online girlfriends. Yeah, yeah.
Oh boy.
So I have
polished chat.
I had one. More serious online girlfriend. That the other one was just like, we talked on Yahoo Messenger and she gave me her phone number and I called her once and that was it. But
that's
the other
pretty
one.
Pretty serious.
Well, the other one.
Pretty serious for an internet relationship.
Mm-hmm. The other one, her name was Tiffy.
Okay.
That's what we called her.
Did she take her clothes off for money?
She may now. I don't know. It's
been
many years.
Her name's Tiffy.
Does it sound like? I've never met a Tiffy.
But I met Tiffy on, I think, Palace Chat, and then that became Yahoo Messenger. And then that became exchanging phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So we would call each other, then exchanging addresses. So we would send pictures and letters.
What would you send pictures of?
Ooh. Were they good?
I am not the most photogenic person. Like I'll reference for Taryn here because I photograph like Chandler Bing.
Oh.
I've got the bedroom eyes. It's like, yeah, it's terrible. So she writes me a letter, sends me like, she's very pretty. And she sends me like,
well, the photograph of the girl that
the
she sent.
The one that she sent was pretty.
The girl in the photo was pretty.
We don't know about her.
Tiffy. Tiffy, meanwhile.
Tiffy might have been
just divorced
a whale.
His wife of 40 years.
And, like, I think Tiffy, I was, like, 14, maybe. And, like, she had just gotten out of her. She was also, like, 14. Had just gotten out of her serious relationship and was very heartbroken.
Yeah, let's put 14 in air quotes.
14-year-olds have very serious relationships. So, like, everything that I said, she just fucking ate it up. Like, and then just exacerbated until, you know, all that stuff happens. So then I'm looking over, like, God, what photos do I want to send? What's a good photo of me? Like, I find the one where I look okay, but it's the picture of me and my family for the church annual.
Do you have that?
Do we have that photograph?
It's got to be around somewhere in my mom's. But I sent her that one. I was like, we need like a funny one. So I'm looking through pictures, and there's one picture of, it's at a youth group We went camping at Hillman's Ferry Campground, and for some reason, somebody had a stuffed squirrel, and that was like our mascot for the week.
Like taxidermy? Or?
Like a real
taxidermy squirrel.
I was joking.
No, a real taxidermy squirrel.
So it was like hard as a rock.
Yeah. So we have it setting out, and there's like, I have a rope tied to it, and then I'm in an inner tube and act like it's pulling me.
Yeah.
And
classic,
like,
you're
Tyler.
You're so clever, Tyler.
Like, that's going to be funny. But then, like, somebody else pointed out to me later, I have a Tommy Hilfiger shirt on, and it says
amazing.
Just says Tommy on the front,
right?
But I am bent over at such an angle that it says tummy, and this is when I'm like heavier set.
Oh.
So, like, fat guy in an inner tube with a squirrel with my shirt that says tummy.
Across
the bar. So I sent that to her.
Do you have that?
I want that
do you have
photo.
That photograph?
I don't care about the church
probably,
book photo.
That's probably lost of the ages.
Can we tweet that? The Tommy Hilfiger.
It's
not lost.
Photo.
You're just hiding it.
You're such a liar.
I would love if we found that. I would love to find.
I'm gonna tweet that to Tommy Hilfiger.
Yes,
and make him quit.
Yes, this is what used to produce Tommy Hilfiger.
But I remember Tiffy, like, we called back and forth. Like, I would buy phone cards.
Let's call her something different. Tiffany? You want to call
Tiffany?
Tiffany
wasn't a flame, but she went as Tiffy. She lived a few counties over, so it wasn't, like, ridiculous that we'd ever meet. That's... But when you're 14, like, 2 hours away is still, like, yeah, it's not going to happen. So we had planned, hopefully, when our basketball teams would, like, meet, that's when we would actually see each other, but it never happened. But she wrote me, like, actually, she wrote me a beautiful poem one time, and I kept...
Did she rip it off from Garfield?
As all good poetry comes from. But I remember I saved it, and then eventually, like, the calling card, you know, I'd buy calling cards, eventually, you know, everything just fizzled out.
Man, you bought calling cards.
Wow.
That shit is
that's
serious.
The only,
that
wow.
was like, I mean.
Well, we didn't have like area calling cell phones
right,
sort of
right,
thing.
Right.
So, yeah. I
had
no,
if
I
that
know.
Had been Facebook, you'd have been Facebook official
yeah.
by
yeah.
buying those calling cards.
Yes.
This was back when I worked at the Executive Inn, and I got a discount on.
You worked at the Executive Inn?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. My first job was bussing tables at the Executive Inn.
Wow.
But I got a discount on phone cards there, but they were fucked up phone cards because every time you would call somebody, it took 5 minutes off to initiate
off it
the
to,
call.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah. I had something like
bullshit.
That too.
Yeah. So, but eventually, you know, fizzled out. I hadn't talked to her in a long time, and I got my sophomore year, my first official, you know, serious girlfriend in high school. But she always wanted me to write her poetry. Like, she wanted to write it.
Not Tiffy. This is not.
This
is
not
a
Tiffy.
Different girl than
Tiffy.
This
is not Tiffy. This is another girl. This is you know.
I know
who
her.
She
okay.
Yeah, Jaren's familiar with her.
I'm in one. This one.
And she always wanted me to write her poetry. I was like, I'm not a fucking poet. This is not a good thing.
A poet.
But she was like,
I'm an inner tube writer, not a poet.
It came around to like one of our anniversaries or something like that, and she wanted me to write her a poem, and I was like, oh, fuck. And I was clicking on my computer, and I found the poem that Tiffy wrote me.
Right.
Tiffany wrote me.
Yeah, let's go.
So I just.
Please don't say Tiffy again.
We don't like that.
I just changed out my name with her name.
Oh,
and
Tyrone.
Forwarded that shit on, and she loved it.
She licked it up, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah. Because it was a really good poem.
You bastard.
And then eventually.
Shia LaBeoufed it.
Yep.
I remember she was on my computer one day and got on my email and saw that it was actually from Tiffy. And she had heard.
She was in your email. It's her fault.
She'd heard me talk about Tiffy before, and she was insanely jealous.
From someone
of my internet
14.
Girlfriend I never met when I was 14. She was incensed about it.
Sounds about Marshall County, right?
Got Tiffy's email from that and emailed her fucking going off on her. Just bitched her out in this email.
Poor Tiffy.
And the last I ever heard of Tiffy was her responding to my ex-girlfriend's email saying, wow, I feel sorry for Tyler. Hope he has a nice life. And that was it.
You might have want to stuck with Tiffy because that's about right.
Yeah.
That's about right.
If you or anyone you know have any information about the whereabouts of Tiffy,
I've searched
please
her
call.
Up and down on Facebook.
Oh,
I
have
cannot
you?
Find
it. But she probably doesn't go by Tiffy.
Well, I've searched her Tiffany. Tiffy? Why is there no Tiffany's on the Facebook?
You just keep typing it in like uppercase letters.
Tiffy.
Maybe Tiffy with an IE?
How do I write it in cursive? That's how she wrote it.
Oh, sweet.
But no, I've searched
Lord.
For her full first and last name. There are a lot of them.
Just
and
Google poetry
like,
with it.
I messaged five of them like, hey. Were we internet boyfriend and girlfriend? Nope, not me. Nope, not me. So
nope. That's funny. That's a good story.
That is a good story.
That's a great story. bastard though for recycling that poem.
she wanted everything like artificial in a relationship. We had to talk on the phone 6 hours a day. She wanted poetry.
That's
she
some
wanted
terrible
notes.
Business.
Yeah, that sounds pretty.
She's got 6 hours to talk on the phone.
Oh my god, that's why I don't like to talk on the phone now. Like a person has so many hours in their lifetime to allot time on the phone.
Yeah. You've met your quota.
I burn it out on her.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you've used them all.
Yep.
Right on.
Just like you're using your mic time on Tadpog.
Yep.
Like when you're done with this, you're never going to speak into a microphone again.
we'll go around the table. Kind of clockwise.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Change it up.
Do I need to tell a story about an internet boyfriend?
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do, yeah.
Oh, well, I can do that.
I say yeah. I think we should.
I've dated two people that I met offline, actually, and fairly seriously. I dated one from Detroit for a minute, and I met him. Well, I mean, I physically met him in person as well, but we never lived in the same area. I mean, he always lived in Detroit and I always lived in Nashville, and we would meet and go to shows together, and we dated very seriously for probably 7 or 8 months.
So when you say go to shows, that
Dave
is something,
Matthews,
that is something very important about you.
I am so sorry. Yeah, we skipped all over that. I'm a huge, huge Dave Matthews Band fan. I'm up to 104 shows currently.
It's a lot of shows.
It's a lot of shows.
I'm about
I
to
love
go to
them.
My fifth.
Fifth show. We'll make you a sign. Uh-huh. Dave, this is his fifth show. No, I've done it for about 11 years now, 11 and a half years. My first show was actually in Nashville, Tennessee, that my mom drove me to because I did not have a license.
When was that?
2001 was my first show.
Okay.
I did have a permit, but she didn't even want me to drive. I mean, that's the big city. That's the naughty big city in Nashville.
Yeah, yeah.
And
some dude's going to steal your poem up there. And
right,
use
steal
it
my poem.
But
yeah, we went to my first show, and a friend of mine passed out on my feet, and another friend of mine and his girlfriend fought the entire time, and I never saw them, so I was pretty much alone, and I was just completely and utterly hooked, and I went home that night, got the emergency family credit card, and bought tickets to the St. Louis show for the next week.
Nice.
Got benched 5 games from cheering because I went to a Dave Matthews Band show, and I missed cheerleading practice.
Oh, God. The thing about Taryn... Taryn was the most popular girl in my high school.
Oh, sweet Lord.
Well, I can't believe we had the most popular girl in
your
school.
Oh, my
gosh. Popular girl.
Most popular girl in Marshall County.
I've slowly just, how the mighty have fallen. I've just taken and dragged you down to this level.
You have not dragged me anywhere. I am more, not a gloating thing, but I was in. I was fairly popular, you know,
Jacob,
whatever.
Back in high school days, Jacob York described you. Jacob York of
Wolf Fighting Fame.
Wolf Fighting Fame has described you as masturbatory gold.
And I still love that term, masturbatory gold. Which he may not think that now. God bless him. But yeah, I'm sorry, getting back to we got off topic. But I followed Dave Matthews Band, I have for a long time. And I went to a show by myself when I was 20 in Las Vegas, your favorite city. Yes.
That's where I started
masturbating. One of my favorite Tadpog guests about the masturbating in Vegas.
I'm glad the porn is free there.
It's great. And they slap it at you and amazing.
I would have been for that. That didn't happen to me, but
it's amazing. I mean, they're not, well, the girls in the cards, they're not bad looking. I'd hate to see what they actually sent you if you ordered one of the girls from the cards, but
yeah, I didn't have the family emergency credit card. Yeah, otherwise I could probably answer that.
And it was not for Dave Matthews Band tickets, by the way. But yeah, I went to a show by myself when I was 20 in Las Vegas, and actually our friend Brandon was the one that pointed me.
Of Axelay fame.
Okay, sorry, I don't know which one he was on. Axelay, yeah, I didn't listen to that one, sorry.
Yeah, fuck you, Brandon.
Not because of Brandon, I didn't listen to that one.
Fuck you, Brandon, you hear that?
Fuck you, Jonas. But anyway, yeah, he had pointed me in the direction of a message board called UFCK, which I'm sure he might have spoken about it, and because they have a gamer thread on there. And he said, you need to get on this message board because they have a big DMB side. And, you know, you'd probably meet some people and get some good contacts for shows and stuff. And I was like, cool. So I got on it. And I was 20 years old, like I said, and I went to Vegas by myself. And I posted on the DMB side and it said, you know, I'm 20 and, I'm not going to be able to gamble or anything like that. I had a fake ID and I drank a little bit on it. But, you know, I wasn't going to gamble because my luck, it would be like Vegas Vacation where he wins a car. And I have a fake ID and I'm like, yeah, I'm Papa Giorgio. Yeah,
I think that also happened in Full House.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. But so, I wasn't gambling or anything, but I had friends that messaged me on there and they were like, you know, that kind of worries us. It you're by yourself and you're 20, you know, meet up with us. We're not weirdos. We're not crazies.
That's what they all say.
That's just what
I've met
would
some
say.
Crazies online, let me tell you. But these guys I had generally, you know, they seem very sweet. And so I went and met them before the show. So just in case if they were crazy, I could go to the show and never deal with them again.
Right.
And good, I ended up meeting the guy that night that I ended up dating for a while. And then actually my past very serious relationship that just ended a few months ago, we met online. And we dated. I mean, we knew each other for almost 6 years. Followed Dave together forever. He was just my buddy. And then we ended up going to an event together and hitting it off. And we dated for a little over 2.5 years. And lived long distancely. And then he moved to Nashville.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he still lives there. But we no longer are together. Don't make me throw your microphone because it might get violent. It might get violent. Did you see the air just get real?
Oh, things got real fucking tense. Like, to the point where I was like, you know, the first Dave shows I saw were in Nashville and St. Louis as well.
Let's flip the script here. Nah, you know, it's going to get better. It's still kind of a fresh wound, though. And, you know, that's what happens when I break up. But
fuck, I sure wish I'd have known that before I said anything about Valentine's Day.
I'm not upset about Valentine's Day.
I'm a big fucking asshole.
Valentine's Day has never been, you know,
so how'd you
bond
that big fresh heart move, Aaron?
What the fuck are you doing with us?
No. Valentine's Day has never been a huge holiday for me anyway. I think you can love anybody anytime, so I don't need a card that says that. And I hate flowers. I hate them.
Are you allergic?
No, I just think it's a huge waste of money.
It is.
If you're going to drop $90 on something, buy me a fucking pair of shoes. That's another one of my habits, but
shoes.
Buy me some shoes, man. Like,
I'm Dave, your bespectacled host. And Taryn, I've had like two pots of coffee today.
I'm in love that you just started drinking coffee, by the way.
I'm still chasing that dragon. Like, I just can't get to where I was.
You're never going to reach that high again, my friend.
And it's like, this is like the end of a second pot.
Yeah.
And I feel normal now, which isn't so good.
Aww.
I know. It's like,
I need
some like meth. Cocaine or meth. Yeah.
Well,
something.
We are in Western Kentucky. Right. Yeah. So meth should be easily accessible.
I could throw a stone and hit a meth house.
We just shot out the window.
Because like 3 miles on the road, there's a bridge and a strip club. So right.
Somebody's got some meth.
I live in a really classy neighborhood.
Your house is beautiful. There is definitely some meth, though, if you're ready.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think you're ready.
The shed in my backyard kind of looks like...
We can make some.
Yeah, well, all right.
Surely we can Google it.
I've got Breaking Bad on.
Google search. How do I make meth? Yahoo answers.
And freaking Aaron Paul pops up. And it just says, yeah, bitch.
We're going to get those fucking shoes.
Yes, we're going to get them.
I wouldn't say a lot of online girlfriends, but I did meet a lot of girls in high school online. Mm-hmm. I mentioned before, I used to be an IRC, real hardcore. Do either of you know what that is? It's like some nerdy ass chat. Yeah. Like when, in the 90s, like you had to fucking know computers in order to
that was
IRC.
That was
this
the
shit
deep
up.
Net.
And there was a public local channel in there called Cloud that a dude I knew in high school, a friend of mine, started up. So like all these people from all like, to Paducah Tillman and all these other schools that anyone listening doesn't fucking know about, would all meet up and chat. And I've got an asshole story since you told an asshole story, Tyler.
About you being an asshole or someone's asshole.
I pretended to be a girl named Tiffy.
Your poetry is beautiful.
You're beautiful.
It moved you, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Real good.
Your poetry is stunning.
And I knew this good-looking girl and asked if I could take her photograph, and I sent it. And then I got this really nasty email one day, and I just quit all ties.
The whole shenanigans
of this guy's family and a picture of a tummy shirt
and a dead squirrel on a string.
Yeah, that didn't deter me at all. But I all right. So this local girl, she starts talking. We start talking, and she seems pretty cool. And she wants to meet. Right? I'm like, okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Craigslist didn't exist yet, but I'm like, let's do this Craigslist style in case you are a 40-year-old man who's just going to give me the church basement. So we decided to meet at a Blockbuster, right? And so I go to the Blockbuster, and I'm there, and I'm checking out movies. And I had a vague description. God, I'm halfway in the story and I don't want to finish it.
Oh my. No, you're in it
that
now.
That sounds good.
You're in too deep.
No, I know it's good.
She never sent me any photographs or anything. God, this is awful.
It's okay.
She just told me a pretty basic description of what she looked like. Let me just say, very lovely girl now.
You actually know her now.
We're Facebook friends.
Okay. All right.
Very lovely girl now. However, when I saw her come in the door, I was like, no, this is not gonna. I didn't say anything. I was just like, I'm looking at this movie, and I waited until she. I could see. I'm such an asshole because I see her looking around.
You can see her doing it.
Yeah.
So are you texting each other?
No,
what are you doing?
I didn't have a cell phone.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know the timeline here.
No, it was just it's worse than that. Oh, it's worse than that because it's before she left the house. She's like, okay, I'm going now. And then she walked in. And I see her looking around. I was like, I know that's her. I don't think this is gonna work.
Wow.
So I bailed. Yeah, I bailed and then totally lied about it.
What an ass.
I know, right?
I was there. I didn't see you.
No. I said something came up. Couldn't make it. Yeah. I totally lied. So I couldn't do it, man.
What an ass.
Right?
And I'm being pressured to find a man. And look at what you're doing. Look at what you're out doing.
Hey, I've learned my lesson. Yeah. I've grown a lot.
Yes. Well, this was a problem.
I was finger banged every girl he meets at Blockbuster now.
It was, well, and they closed the motherfuckers. So my streak is over.
I managed a Blockbuster for 2 years. I love those places. Dirty things happen.
I mean, I was 15. Yeah. I'm forgiven, right?
That's fair.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I said she's lovely.
Yeah.
She, right? You said
I
did, she was
I
lovely.
Did, I, right, I,
she's
I,
lovely.
No. She's lovely on Facebook.
I paid penance.
I know a lot of people that are lovely on Facebook.
Yeah, I've done shittier things. Like the girl who asked, don't tell anybody we did this. So,
well, I didn't tell her I loved her either.
Yeah.
You did that?
You've got some back episodes. Yeah.
Oh, I do. I'm going
thanks
the
for
whole
making
drive
me feel
home
a little better.
Tomorrow. I'm listening to back episodes.
Awesome.
All right, so now we're only 22 minutes in.
Only.
I'm long-winded, so you need to just cut me off whenever you tell me to.
All right, we got to talk about Jaws.
All right, so
we got to do it.
Okay.
So Jaws.
Okay. Jaws.
that could be the noise then to bring
it covers up
the Dave reads from Wikipedia. Segment.
Oh, is this the Wiki? I love this part.
All right, guys, thanks. You gave
does
me
it make
time
the noise?
To pull it up. Yeah, there's actually an audio file linked. No, there's not.
Oh, did you see my face?
I know.
You gave me a pony and then you took it away.
Yeah, well, you and that girl at Blockbuster. I mean, you have
so
something
sad.
In common now. I disappointed both of you.
I'm so sad.
All right, guys. Jaws is a video game for the Nintendo Entertainment System that is loosely based on the film franchise of the same name.
Yeah. No way.
Off to a rough start already.
Loosely based.
Loosely. Because there might be a different Jaws.
It's also one of the few LJN published titles developed by a Japanese company.
Hmm.
There was a separate computer adaptation of the original Jaws movie called Jaws the Computer Game. They're completely different, and that's pretty much all they have to say. This is a very short Wikipedia entry.
Usually they're very long.
Usually they are long, but I'll tell you what, Taryn, I think you and I are the only people on the internet who like this game.
I love this game. I love it. When he asked me what my favorite games were, and I sent him a list, and he didn't know one of them, which I was shocked by.
Which one?
Russian Attack.
I'm familiar with it. I've never played it.
I love that game.
I've never played it.
But then I said Jaws, and then we were talking about how I wanted to come and do a show, and he was like, you got to come because Dave loves Jaws.
Yeah, I had just mentioned Jaws.
Yeah.
Like, Tyler sent me a message. He's like, Taryn likes Jaws.
I love Jaws. My best friend Darcy and I, she's still fabulous. She's fabulous still. Amazing girl.
And not just Facebook fabulous.
Not just Facebook fabulous. I always was very jealous because I always wanted a basement house and I never had one. We always lived in a one-story house.
Yeah.
Because I'm an only child and it's just me, my mom, and dad. So.
And basement houses are rare here.
Because
of water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was so pumped because my best friend Darcy had a basement house. So we would go into her basement and just get hunkered down in there and play Nintendo for hours.
Yeah.
And Jaws was one of our favorites.
It's a good game.
I think we liked it just because we liked the movie. I mean, I remember watching the movie when I was little.
Well, this could have been called Shark Shooter, and it would have been pretty similar.
Well, yeah.
And I'm fine with that.
But, I mean,
Shark
the
Shooter!
Whole...
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I remember that. They like the noises and the sounds and then how difficult it was. Like, it's not an easy game.
No, I never beat it as a kid.
No, I haven't either. And now I went back and watched, because Tyler's recommendation was to watch gameplay videos. Because I still have my NES, but I do not have the Jaws game anymore. And a bunch of them got stolen.
Game Galaxy has $5 if you want it. Yeah, I bet they do. I saw it the last time we were up there.
And I need to go there. It's been a while since I went. Mm-hmm. And that's in my hometown, or my town. But they, I just remember us sitting there for hours trying to beat that game. And I just loved it. It's such a fun game.
I remember the first time I played it. I didn't own it, which is a shame.
I didn't either. I loved it was hers. So much. Yeah.
And I remember I used to have to go with my parents all the time, like their friends from work and stuff like that. And like sometimes I would luck out and their friends would have like a kid.
Right.
And then sometimes I would get even luckier and that kid would have a Nintendo. Yep. This was like one of those situations where we went over to someone's house.
Yeah.
They had a kid who was like at summer camp or something. And I just got to go through all their Nintendo games.
Oh, you lucky.
And I played Jaws for like 6 hours that night while they played poker or whatever. Yeah. But, and that's how my love affair with the game started.
Right. Well, it was hers because she had an older sister and they had tons of games. Mm. And I was an only child and I didn't have that many.
Yeah.
And I mean, not that I just didn't buy a ton of them, you know, but they bought them all the time.
I've never seen the movie. I never played the game until I beat it a few years
ago.
Why
do you let him on this? He's never seen Jaws.
It's not a movie podcast.
Yeah,
To be fair.
Because
have you seen like the Wizard of Oz? I mean,
Meg has been Meg has been on Second Breakfast. I have not.
Breakfast being a movie podcast.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've seen Wizard of Oz.
We said it was like it was ours. The movie podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
Second Breakfast is the movie.
The movie podcast.
We do that on off days.
Yeah, that's your other gig, right? Yeah.
But then I'd read earlier that this Jaws game was based on Jaws 4.
Yeah, the Revenge. But kinda, not really.
How many times is the shark like Wolverine? Does it regenerate over time?
Well, he does in the game.
In the game, he does. Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So Wolverine. Shark.
I mean, but he's gone in the movie. Cool.
Only real tie, there's two real ties to Jaws of Revenge, okay, this game has, and that is the way you kill Jaws at the end of the game, which is you ram what's the front of the boat? The bow?
Yeah, the bow, yeah.
You ram the bow through Jaws' chest. Jaws's. The second is the art on the game cover looks a lot like the art for the movie poster.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Beyond that, you're just shooting sharks and stingrays and jellyfish.
Yeah, because
then
you
pick up the seashells and you get points and stuff like that.
Because you start out and you're a scuba diver on a boat. Mm-hmm. The world has flooded and it is now in a shell-based economy.
It is a shell-based economy. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just the ocean, dog. Maybe it's just.
Like to imagine sort of water world.
Well,
I didn't think it was that in depth.
Yeah,
I never got that. I don't think they went that far.
I never rescued Kevin Costner.
No, I think you are Kevin Costner.
Aww.
I don't think so to be honest, this game probably sold more than a lot of his movies.
That's probably true.
Burn Kevin Costner.
Burn Kevin Costner.
Look,
call us
hey,
in.
Hey, look, man, I don't have a problem with Kevin Costner. No. All I'm saying, I love the guy. Love the guy. He and I go way back.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is
old
that he's
friend.
In a lot of movies that tank.
Are terrible.
Yeah, I mean, they just tank.
Yeah, you're right.
So I don't know.
You're right. I he took my girl Jen down on a couple movies, too, that they've been in together.
Yeah.
By Jen, I mean my friend Jen Aniston. We're best friends.
So it's like Darcy at the top.
Darcy, and then Jen.
Then
right below. Jen Aniston. Jen. Yes, absolutely.
Well, I will say this. The game looks good for the NES.
You like how it looks?
It looks good and it runs very smoothly.
That's what we always liked how it looked.
It was made well.
Yeah. It sounds good.
I love that. Don't make me. I'm not doing the noise again.
I like
the intense music. When they drop you off. And then when you pick up the sonar and then you can hear Jaws better when you get the sonar.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you go into the port and stuff. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. The best music in the game. And this is honestly... listeners have asked before for like our favorite game music, and I forgot about this song. There's a bonus stage in the game where you fly a Cessna.
I think we like this game a lot. Yes.
And you drop cannonballs from your Cessna onto jellyfish that are coming up.
And it's really good music.
The music is the best. Yeah. It's up there with like the moon theme from DuckTales.
Well, because Meg asked me, she's like, "What are you playing, Jaws?" Are you sure not playing like Mega Man or something? Nope. Jaws. I'm just in a plane dropping cannonballs on jellyfish.
Yeah, it's
a departure. It's a departure. It's smart design because the rest of the music is all like these minor chords and it's like really intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This music lets you know that this is a different part of the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're safe.
This is just a fun game.
You're safe.
It's a fun part.
Because you can't die in the bonus.
It's like playing shuffleboard on the deck or something. Yeah, you're just having a great time. You're just having a great time.
Free buffet.
But because I had no idea what the fuck was going on, because all of a sudden I'm in a boat and you hit something.
Yeah.
And I'm in water and then like stingrays are coming at me, jellyfish.
Yeah.
Okay.
The occasional and then little small shark.
Small sharks, yeah. You know when it's Jaws.
And then fucking Jaws.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I didn't do a good job setting the game up.
Okay, set it up.
Okay, so let me set it up. This game is essentially a space shooter that takes place in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But it has RPG elements wrapped up to it. So tell me what the fuck is not to like. Because everything is great, first of all. I'm going to use wonderful adjectives like that. It starts out in an overworld, right?
Yep.
Everything's top down. You're in your boat. You're in water world. And you're sailing around.
Kevin Costner's waving at you.
Yeah. He's hanging out really bummed that the world is flooded.
He's drinking his pee.
Him and Bear Grylls just hanging out.
Lord.
Drinking pee. Because that's what they do.
Now I'm on board.
Now you're ready for the game.
So you don't drive a boat. What do you do? You sail a boat? It's not a sailboat.
But it's not a sailboat.
Yeah, it's like a yacht.
I mean,
you your boat.
It's a schooner.
It's a schooner.
You dumb bastard. You'll just float around.
Yeah.
And then you'll be taken to a random encounter. You'll hit something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll.
And then it switches from the overview and you go to like a side view.
Yeah.
And you're Scuba Steve. And stingrays come at you from either side. Not manta rays, please. I apologize to any manta ray listeners. I swear I'm not racist. I know the difference between you manta rays and you stingrays.
We all look the same, but you didn't.
I'm not saying that, Ray. Back off.
Back off of me, Ray family.
And then jellyfish, they come up from the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If anything hits you, you die.
Yeah.
And then you shoot mm-hmm. these sea creatures with your harpoon gun.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a gun, although I never see anything come out of the gun.
What's a harpoon gun?
The gun is slightly pointed downward, and you're basically shooting spears out of your eyes. It's like you are a spear-throwing cyclops, like just out of your eyes, and you've got the gun.
Yeah, I don't know.
Point it slightly below you. We don't believe you.
Nice try.
I don't think.
Nice try.
You're really trying to turn it into something really, it's not.
I know,
there's no,
right?
It's not freaking Waterworld, Tyler,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not Waterworld. It's Jaws.
You kill these creatures, and they either drop a crab.
Yep.
Yeah, that scuttles away.
That scuttles away on the ocean floor.
Yep.
Thank you for my freedom. Right.
And he's very hard to catch.
Yeah,
if you catch him, you get like a really mediocre amount of points.
Yeah,
like
it's not really good enough to catch him.
Just let that fucker go. Yeah. is my pro tip.
Yeah.
Second thing they'll drop is a starfish.
Yes.
That's worth a shitload of points.
Mm-hmm.
Which points may not seem important, but they are.
But they are.
And then the third item that a creature might drop is a shell.
Shell.
And you touched on this, Tyler.
It looks like the rainbow shell. Whenever I saw it.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. Yeah. Chrono Trigger.
Earthbound, yeah. Listen to some more back episodes here.
Okay. I'm going to check out the
bookshelf. I like that look of confusion. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, that's great. No, I'm just kidding.
But you buy everything in the game with shells.
Everything,
There's no money.
You buy with the shells. So you want the shells.
Mm-hmm. You need the shells.
The starfish are the points, but you got to have the shells.
You can't feed your family unless you go out.
Got to get on your boat.
Kevin Costner's not getting a sandwich if you don't get some fucking shells.
So what do you buy with the shells?
Well, I knew you have to alternate ports.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go back and
there's two ports.
Two ports.
Mm-hmm.
You cruise into a port and like happy music sounds and like... Your power goes up.
Your power level.
Yep. Your level, yep.
Yeah.
So I guess it's somewhat Dragon Ball Z-ish. Like your power level goes up. Yeah, here are five shells. And then you can leave again and go to the other port and do it again and do it again and do it again.
And the whole time, the fin is behind you.
You'll see Jaws.
Right, the first time you get the sonar.
Yes.
And then you start getting power ups.
I know. What's wrong?
It's from a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Oh, you have a fin for real?
Yes. Of course.
Well, what? Come on.
I know. I dropped the ball. I dropped the ball.
That's all right.
Sorry.
It's, okay. It's your first time.
I know.
It's your first time.
Never again will I forget my costume for the Tyler, the podcast.
Let's never invite her back.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Everybody else brought a fin.
Everybody else has a fin, Taryn.
Do you know the rules?
It's costumes only on the podcast.
I thought killing the stingrays got a little difficult because you have to be right on the same plane as them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be level one.
Like right, yeah. It's coming at you, so you can, your maneuverability is pretty good.
Yeah, inertia is kind of a bitch because it's all underwater. Mm-hmm. So like the faster you move, the harder it is to stop. And that's usually what'll kill me is like I'll be going too fast and I'll slide into a fucking jellyfish.
Chase a crab.
Yeah. Never chase a crab.
Until you
Never chase a crab.
The submarine. The submarine is why points are important, because a submarine will spawn on the map when you reach 30,000 points.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what the submarine does is replaces.
I'm just shocked with my knowledge of this. Like, I know that.
You're on board.
I know this.
I love this.
I was obsessed with this
game. I'm so glad that you're here, because if you weren't here.
Because I can tell on Tyler's face
does not like this game. No. I can tell. Mm-hmm.
Frowny face Tyler over here. And I'm just all smiles. I'm like, I'm thinking about sitting in the basement in my bum equipment sweatshirt and like.
And your fin.
Just freaking playing this game. I didn't have the fin yet. That was later in life. But I would love this place.
Hypercolor scrunchie, just having a good time.
Loved my scrunchies. I'd still wear scrunchies if they were cool. That's okay though.
Don't care.
Anyway,
cool.
Sorry.
We don't care.
We're not talking about scrunchies.
You can wear them next time.
It's fine.
I will wear a scrunchie next time and a bum equipment sweatshirt if you'd like me to.
And a fin, please.
And a fin. Yeah. I'm in for the fin. I didn't mean to make a rhyme. That was
That was good.
I'm in for the fin.
So
the submarine.
Essentially you just switch out.
Yeah.
Instead of being Scuba Steve, you're a submarine.
You're a submarine, yeah.
And
maybe he's in the submarine.
It's
one would like to think.
We would like to think. Although he's
shrink down a little bit. Right, it's a one man submarine suit.
Okay, the one man submarine I can buy, right?
Yeah, because those exist.
That's I think they have one. They use one in the first Jaws movie.
Yeah.
But what's weird is.
Oh my God, they do.
The submarine is actually smaller than the scuba diver.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it is.
So
maybe he's like controlling it from up top, you know? Maybe him and Kevin Costner are setting up there, and they've got their controls.
Mystery solved.
Absolutely.
Done.
Mystery solved. It gives you an extra hit.
We just broke the code on Jaws. I'm just letting you know. We know everything about it now.
I think we're qualified to write a fact.
I want to update their Wikipedia.
The fact was, very small. Very small.
Because I like the
when
music.
When he drops down and he's... I love that. That's my favorite. And then the sound that I'm losing my train of thought that you thought was shooting out of his eyes.
The harpoon. Or whatever.
Yeah, that one. Bing, bing, bing. It's great. It's so great.
The game is
maybe not that high pitched.
The game is pretty good.
It's a great game.
It's pretty good.
It was entertaining.
Okay, I'll take entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Uh-huh. I'll take entertaining.
But I would have. I started it today and I beat it today.
Not hard.
No. It
took me about an hour.
There's many videos. Like when I was just brushing up on it because it's been so long that I played, there's many YouTube videos where people are beating it in like 7 minutes.
Speed runs. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not hard. It's not like...
Yeah.
I thought it was all pretty game. Smooth sailing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, I like what you did there. Kevin Costner is smiling wherever he's at right now.
He's smiling down from heaven. Because I don't like to think he's dead, but I mean.
Oh, poor dead
is
Kevin
he dead?
Costner.
No, I think he's.
He's got a
movie. No, he's not dead.
Coming out. Oh.
Yeah, like an action movie or something, right?
Literally,
he's trying to go the action hero route.
Because that's,
who. Yeah, I know.
That's who we need a guy in his. Yeah. Kevin Costner is his 50s doing an action movie.
Literally, Kevin the last Costner, one.
If you're
I
listening, we're really sorry.
We're really sorry, Kevin.
We're really sorry. We need your endorsement.
I enjoyed you.
I'm waiting for Field of Dreams 2 still.
Field of Dreams 2.
Yeah.
The last Kevin Costner movie I saw, and I know I'm going to reference Friends again too, but it was rumor has it because Jen Aniston is in it.
I didn't know.
And it's based loosely on Miss Robinson. It's based on that. And he bangs her mom and he's banged the grandmother. And then he ends up banging her Jennifer Aniston. She's the daughter.
So he's a winner.
He wins in that movie because he's banging three very attractive ladies. I can't, off the top of my head, I cannot think of who.
He doesn't bang anyone in the Jaws video game.
However. No, he does not. Because I don't think he's really there. I think that's something we've imagined.
But I thought it was pretty good until the actual Jaws fight at the very end.
Oh, man.
I thought that was awful.
And it's tough.
It is tough.
Yeah.
Tell me how you get Tell me how you get to Jaws.
Because it suddenly right? switches to a first-person perspective.
And how, yes. how do you make that happen?
Well, you finally, you get your power level high enough yep. that you mm-hmm. can kill Jaws before the level ends.
Yes.
Or get Jaws' life down to
Yeah, and you have to take zero. His power mm-hmm. level. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then once you do that.
Which is basically shooting him repeatedly.
Yes, over and over. It takes so many days.
Going under hits. Him and going over him and doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know the trick, right? I'm sure you know the trick.
Going like through the screen.
Well, there's if you go to the very, very yeah. top of the surface.
That's, I know that's not the term for it.
But. Jaws can never get you.
That's true.
Never yes. get you if you're at the very top.
Very top. He cannot
I don't
get
know
you.
If that was an oversight or if that's like
That's the secret.
Yeah.
That's the secret of Jaws. Oh, yeah. I forgot about
but
that.
But first person, you're the ship. And you can ram the ship just a little bit. So you have to wait until Jaws gets close enough.
Yeah.
And then you flash your
strobe
light at him. Yeah. Makes him jump
Jaws
up.
Jumps
yeah,
up.
He jumps.
And
yeah.
then you stab him with the bow of the ship.
Which yeah. Jaws might, was Jaws female in this movie? I can't remember.
I thought she
was. Oh, was it Jaws 3?
I thought it was always female.
It's always female?
Don't get mad at me, listeners, if I'm incorrect.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's I what apologize. I'm worried about. I'm worried
fish,
about.
Fish don't be girls, Dave. Fish be fish.
I'm worried about the
well, I mean,
the backlash we're going to get from Kevin Costner fans.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin Costner fans are going to be on
Oh, they are going to be mad.
They're going to be on this show.
And I'm also worried about, I mean, I want to be
I mean, usually,
sensitive to
I
the
mean,
gender of the
is,
shark.
Totally me. No, I have no clue. I have no marine biology backing.
What?
But
what?
And no. And landlocked Tennessee.
No.
You know any marine biologists? I think Taryn
went to marine biology school. But usually our
Taryn's been a lot in Dave concerts. I'm sure she's a marine
she
biologist.
She knows about fish. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you're vicious. Sharks are usually females.
Yeah, they're like the lions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yes,
like
exactly.
The female lions will go
I
could, out.
I do know a yeah. marine biology person. If we need to call a phone a friend.
Can you ask your marine can, biology person to call in?
Have them for call next in episode? Next week. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We can phone a friend. She's great.
She might be really pissed when you're like, is Jaws a boy or a girl?
I know it's 12:30. I know it's 12:30. Is Jaws a boy or a girl?
She wouldn't care. She would not care at all.
I realize you're a professional.
This chick
however.
Has actually like.
I have to get up early in the morning to do yeah. marine biology things.
She's been to like South Africa and stuff studying sharks. I mean, she knows what's up. Sharks are her forte, so she probably would know.
Okay, all right.
I will
ask her to call.
I will ask her.
But you see, you have 3 strobe lights, mm-hmm. and you have to just, Jaws has to be like right up on your ship to be able to do mm-hmm. it. But you also, he's constantly,
right.
Jaws is moving, constantly moving left to right, mm-hmm. but you can't catch Jaws. Like you can keep moving over to the left, yeah. and you perpetually go left and never catch up. So there's no, moving to the left and right is just nothing. You just have to wait, and hopefully by the time Jaws swims back and forth that you'll get close enough
to
throw up the strobe. Yeah. And
make
stab
him jump,
Jaws.
Make
and
him
the pixel
him.
That you have to get Jaws is like 1 pixel slightly off center.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, even if you get it, you have to be like right dead on to actually get Jaws. It
you
took
got it.
Me, to me. That
what are you bitching about? You got
that
it.
That was the yeah.
What are you bitching about?
I mean,
it can't be that hard.
There it is.
It can't be that hard, Tyler.
Ding,
you got
ding,
it.
We have a winner.
it was fun until it was frustrating.
Yeah.
Well, what happens if you don't stab Jaws?
Shit starts all over again.
Yeah. All over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep your power level.
Yeah.
But Jaws regenerates.
Yep.
Wolverine style.
Wolverine.
Completely. 100%. Yeah.
Are you happy right. that I knew about Wolverine? I mean, yeah. I'm just saying.
Just slowly drag from your upper
Bring
crust.
Bring me the upper crust.
Abercrombie root.
Hey,
you know,
I was not an Abercrombie
it,
fan. Don't put me in there.
It almost makes up for you not wearing the fin.
I'm really sorry
like it's like,
that I didn't wear
like
the fin.
It almost makes up
you
for
know,
it.
I even thought about it. I was like, where is that Jimmy Buffett fin? I could wear it. And then I was like, no, they're already getting this t-shirt that I have on, which right. I know no one can see.
We went through several.
Tell us about the shirt.
Talking about your, you know, what you were going to wear.
I did. I was like, I'm going to need a wardrobe change because I wanted to wear my Slytherin shirt because that is me. And then I was like, oh no, video game shirt. I'm wearing Billy Mitchell. It's happening. But yeah, we'll talk about
it made
that.
It sound like a fragrance. I'm wearing
like,
Billy
I don't
Mitchell.
Even want to imagine Mitchell. What Billy Mitchell smells like. Freaking hot sauce and pomade with that long ass hair.
2 week old chili.
Yeah, exactly.
Because oh, God, I hate Billy Mitchell.
I hate him so much.
For a guy I don't know, I've only seen him one movie. I hate him.
I hated him from the minute he was on the screen. I'm sorry, we are so getting off Jaws, but don't get me started on this
Jaws
if we're not
going to
talk about it. Yeah. It is a short game. It is a very
it's just
short game.
All we
game.
Have to talk about is just pretty much you stab Jaws, and then suddenly it's the plane flying off into pink.
That's exactly.
And there's a sunset.
And a sunset. And there's the beautiful sunset. Music again. Yeah. There's beautiful music again at the end. And it looks like a postcard.
I got to say, man, for a game of this time, it's pretty rare that you actually get something like that.
Yeah.
Instead of like a black screen
that says,
doesn't
it just say game over?
You beat the game. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thanks for your money.
You get a freaking postcard view
right.
of the ocean.
What are you complaining
boat.
About? What
Shut
are you
up, Tyrone.
God, you're such an asshole.
Shut your face. God, I'm over it. No, I'm just kidding. I love you,
meet
Tyrone.
Some girls at Block.
Can we talk about Billy Mitchell real quick? Because I've just got it fired up
yeah,
in my brain.
Okay,
so they can't see, but I do have on. I got to visit the King of Kong arcade
Cock.
In Orlando, Florida.
Right, the Cock Arcade.
There's actually one in the airport, too. In the Orlando airport. Yes. And that's where I was at. And then we got the shirt was given to me and it's signed by Billy Mitchell. And then it says never surrender, never Billy Mitchell. And I had a friend of mine and I've talked to you about him before that said, you got to watch this. Even if you don't care about video games or never have cared about video games in your life, it is a fabulous documentary. These people know. I don't have to explain what it is. This is the target audience.
Some people listening may not know the documentary.
It's about two gentlemen that go back and forth for the highest score of Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you just get so invested in it because you totally have the villain and then you totally have the good guy with the big heart and the family. Mm-hmm. And you just want to rip that fucking
man.
Billy Mitchell's mm-hmm. teeth out of his head.
Do you think...
Like, he is awful.
When
and
you
he's
met
cheater...
Him? When you met him, like, did you pick up that vibe? Or like,
I mean,
so it's not
tool.
Just like made up like that in the documentary,
it
exciting.
I think he lives his everyday life like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure because there's a part in the film we were just talking about before we started where he goes to like a big box store, like a Costco or Sam's or something.
Right.
And he moves all the name brand hot sauce, like your Frank's and your Tabasco. And he puts his like shitty Orlando, Florida hot sauce in front of it. And he's just sitting there laughing with his American flag tie and his long hair. And he's awful. And then I think the part where I hated him the most is where he sent his little minions to Steve Wiebe's house to check out his machine.
Right.
Yeah.
And they saw the box from the guy that doesn't like Billy Mitchell that had just sent him some parts. They weren't tampered with or anything like that. And then...
The guy who has the record on Missile Command.
Missile Command, that's right. I was trying to think of the name. And then Billy Mitchell is like, oh yeah, he calls the gamer people. He's like, this guy's a cheater. This guy's a cheater. And then he won't even come and play live. He sends them a fucking
videotape. Yeah.
And I was infuriated. Yeah, I wish you could have seen me watching this. It was like I was watching something so hard hitting and just so dramatic. And I'm sitting, when Steve Wiebe's tearing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was bawling. I was bawling like a baby.
The documentary is really good.
It's amazing.
Like, I mean, they do a really good job of like making you, even if you don't know anything about it. Like,
it's exactly like
you connect.
It's
with
exactly
the
what. Yeah, yeah, like it. Yeah. That's what they. That's what my friend had told me. He was like, even if you've never touched Donkey Kong, or you don't care anything about video games. You're going to be so invested in these two characters, and you
they're
are.
Like, they're Voldemort and Harry Potter.
Exactly.
100%.
You want to rip Billy Mitchell's big old hair off? Like, oh, but yeah, it was. The arcade's neat, and they have, of course, their feature game is Donkey Kong. But they had a ton of stuff.
Their feature game is Burger Time.
It's
Oh, man.
And I cried, too, because at the end, the little old lady in it that plays Q-Bert, and that was the nicest, the only thing that Billy Mitchell did nice in it was he sent the lady the Q-Bert machine.
Yeah.
So she could practice. And she dies at the end. And now neither one of them hold the record. Mm-hmm. It's like a very young Chinese kid, right? From not an American.
Because it like Steve Wiebe is in Guinness Book of World Records, but then there's like an addendum like recently after this was printed.
After this, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But neither one of them hold it now.
They can't touch.
Are you up for the challenge?
Oh Taryn? Boy. What's the challenge?
Are you a bad enough dude to set the high score?
Yeah.
Oh, to do the Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's fucking hard.
Don't make... I've played at Dave and Buster's before just because, you know, I was like, oh, I'd play Donkey Kong. And I couldn't even get past the first screen. Yeah.
No, I can't do it either.
I can
freaking
get,
barrels.
Like,
I get
three stages in and that's it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I host...
You're the best Donkey Kong player I know then.
Congratulations. You're the best one I know. You're on my top list. You want my t-shirt? You can have it. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but...
We don't know what we're talking about. We can't do
that.
Well,
it's a gamer question.
Yeah, well...
Well, is that not the first place that Mario appears?
In Donkey Kong?
Yeah. Right. Okay. I did that as a trivia. I host trivia at my restaurant on Monday nights during Monday Night Football. Do I need to say where I work? Is that a question?
You can plug yourself.
Oh, yeah. But that was a question I had one night was what video game did Mario first appear? And it's Donkey Kong. Mm-hmm. See, I know some games.
You're on it.
No, I'm just kidding.
With his then-girlfriend, Paulette.
Yes.
Who was later replaced by Princess Peach.
Princess Peach, yes.
I've got some achievements for Jaws, though.
You have some achievements for Jaws, Tyler?
I'm ready.
The first one being, I'm giving it all she's got, Captain.
Okay.
And you unlock that by maxing out your power level.
Yes.
See, I've got that as an achievement as well.
I'm giving it all she's got, Captain.
Exactly.
See?
I called it. It's over 9,000.
Okay. Good Dragon Ball Z reference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I barely get because I didn't watch it.
So we gotta have to watch
Dragon Ball Z. No, I'm not going to do that because it's bad. I'm going on the record. That's a bad anime.
Yeah, it's
a parody that a lot of kids didn't realize.
It's worth watching.
Gonna look behind me.
It's
again.
Worth watching ironically now.
Oh yeah, I do know what that is. I've just never
the other
it.
One.
Don't bother.
Number two being what? It's a life skill, and you get that by killing 25 jellyfish in the bonus level.
Oh, that is.
I don't remember
That's the maximum number of jellyfish.
Ooh. Yeah,
there you go.
That's crazy.
So you got them all.
I only got. 18 was the highest I ever got.
I think, I didn't get very much than that. You got more? Wow.
The last one being for Steve Irwin. And as you kill
God damn it, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, what is it? What do you got?
You kill 100 stingrays.
Look at my notes. All right, except I've got a better name. My achievement name is Crikey.
Oh, I like his better. But Crikey. They're both good.
Nice.
Defeat 100 stingrays.
Wow, 100 stingrays.
There it is. There's the proof.
Oh.
The only other one that I had... asshole is smile, you son of a bitch, which you don't get,
which
but
because
might.
You've never seen the movie.
Nope, my dad didn't love me. Nope.
No one wrote anything down about we might need a bigger boat. I mean, that would have been a great achievement, and he's not gonna get that either, but
you got, you know, you haven't done your achievements yet, so is that
well, I mean, yours? This should be mine. Yeah, we're gonna need a bigger boat. That needs to be my achievement. I don't know what you have to do to achieve it, though. If you set an achievement, don't you have to get to it?
Well, see, that's what you just call yours when you max your boat out.
Okay, yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
The only other one I had is Good One Ringo.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when you get the yellow submarine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Ringo.
I do. I like the Steve Irwin ones.
Man, we were on point.
Yeah, it's like, that was like one mind. Like I see it coming together right here. I love it.
Yes, Dave.
I had more fun than you did, I'm sure, playing this game.
I had fun recording the
podcast. I'm going to go buy it.
That's good, yeah.
Again, and play it again. Maybe Darcy Smith's mother will let me come sit in her basement and play it.
I think you, Darcy, yeah. Jen Aniston, and your marine biologist friend should all get together and play Jaws.
Listen, if Jen Aniston comes hang out with me, we're not playing fucking video games. I'm going full out.
What if she comes over just like, I heard you have Jaws.
I would really like to play Jaws.
I heard
Jaws.
You want to play Jaws, Taryn. I'd be like, oh, I got some chomping I want to do. It's not on the fish game.
I want to play Jaws and tell you guys what an asshole John Mayer is. That's what we're going
to
do tonight.
That's what we would talk about because he is. I'd like to throw a bottle at him, too. Sorry. Right. I didn't.
No, we should flesh out that. We'll flesh out that story just in a moment.
That's fine. That's fine.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game a beard that just sums up everything that Jaws
is something
is about,
y'all do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little segment.
I wondered what that was when I was listening to him earlier. I was like, okay, I'll get it when I hear him.
All right, okay, for anyone who doesn't know, mm-hmm. we don't like to give numbers.
You don't, you give beards.
Like, we give beards and glasses.
I freaking love mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm.
Because numbers are just, yeah, right?
Taryn's pointing at our faces.
Right. She's pointing at Tyler's beard and then my glasses. Oh,
so clever.
We're too good for numbers.
Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest. Numbers.
Plus, we don't really know them well.
Okay.
We do know beards and we do know glasses.
Okay.
So Tyler, mm-hmm. if you were to give this game a beard that just encapsulates everything it's about, what kind of beard would that be?
Once in college, I went to a talk where the surgeon, the chief of surgery at Louisville, came down and gave a talk about the first successful face transplant.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a very grisly beard.
Yeah, there's your show notes material right there.
So I'm giving this, a Russian girl had the majority of her face ripped off by a wheat thresher. And they had to get her a new face uh-huh. and transplant onto her face.
Okay.
So I'm giving this game the Russian girl's face hanging off by her chin. Okay. So it's a
that's graphic.
It's a face beard.
All right.
Because it's what a shark would do.
Right. Okay.
Okay, all right.
I get the connection.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know where to go from there.
That's graphic.
That's I told you. Told you.
That's pretty
graphic.
That's
as bad as the boot in the mud. That's graphic.
I'm going to need to pause.
It's graphic.
That is graphic.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
You don't wear glasses, but I do.
I do.
Taryn does.
I do. They're in my bag.
So
I've only seen them at nighttime. I never see, only when you go to bed do I ever see glasses.
I almost put them on, but I'm not reading anything right now, so I don't, you know.
Well, we could do... We can do a reading if you want to put them on.
Okay, I can if you want me to.
I'm fine with that.
That's fine. I'll put them on.
Do they have glasses in Waterworld? I don't know.
They shouldn't. Why would you need glasses?
To read all those books.
Yeah.
Tyler, if you were to give this game a pair of glasses, what kind of glasses would you give it?
Samuel L. Jackson's just broken and bloody glasses from Jurassic Park.
Okay, hold on to your butts.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Wow. I like the rating system a lot.
We're partial.
I'm
to
totally
it.
On board with it. That.
I'm glad
because I love beards.
Mm-hmm.
I like Tyler's. I love the red.
Tyler's got a good
very
beard.
Much. It's very nice.
You got a good brown hair and red beard.
I do. I love the red beard. I like beards a lot. I think those are making a huge comeback in the past last year or two.
We're getting rare. We're dying out.
No, I think
the red.
You don't live in hipster Nashville like I do, and the beards are all there. The beards are there. Even the lesbians covering up for the gay boys too. And then I just acquired glasses last summer, so I'm definitely on board with the glasses. And mine are yellow.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So no, we're pushing time here.
We are.
So
what's your time?
Right at the end.
We try to get it in an hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which we're at right now.
Plus or minus 10 usually. So yeah.
Okay.
We got a little bit longer.
Okay.
But I'll flesh out the reference real quick because you made it. People who are a fan of Ryan Adams.
Oh boy.
Might know Taryn, she is rather notorious.
You won't know me. You might know what I did.
You might know what she did. She's notorious for shutting down a concert in Nashville.
Oh shit.
Now what exactly happened, Taryn?
Well, the backstory, and very quickly, I had given, and I feel like I'm being a bitch about Ryan Adams. I love Ryan Adams' music. I'll just preface it by that. He writes some great tunes, and I love some of his old stuff, and even some of his new stuff. But I had given him several $100 of my money and several concert attempts to go and hear an okay Ryan Adams show.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I went to Knoxville and another one in Nashville and blah, blah, blah. If you've ever been to Nashville, Tennessee, the best venue on the planet is the Ryman Auditorium. It's an old church. It was built with, you know, of course, without power, without electricity. So its acoustics are amazing. And they announced that Ryan Adams was doing a show there, which he had done in the past. And I went to the show. And just like the past show I had seen in Knoxville, he comes out, he plays a couple Grateful Dead songs. He lets the girl in his band sing four or five songs. I mean, like, that's fine if I was had not paid like $80 or $90 to hear some really good Ryan Adams. Like, I want that druggy, drunk, heartbroken Ryan Adams. And this was just shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Ryan Adams fans will disagree with me. That's fine, whatever. So I was really intoxicated, very intoxicated. And from what the paper said, they said I threw it at him. I did not throw it at him. I was privy enough to be second row at this show. And very close. And I had snuck in a half pint of Jack Daniels. And it was a little glass one. And I, in my drunken stupor, thought, all Ryan Adams needs is a drink, man. Because sober Ryan Adams sucks. And I just straight, I went like this. And I know they can't see that. But I just barely gave it a little nudge, just a little toss.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned if it didn't hit the corner of a speaker and shatter all over the stage. Now, go back a year before, Nashville had already been in the news about Ryan Adams because a fan kept shouting at him to play Summer of 69, which, of course, is a Brian Adams song. And he walked
That's
into
his dad,
the crowd.
Right?
Yeah, it's his dad.
Yeah.
He walked into the crowd and handed the fan like $40 and said, get the fuck out of my concert. So Nashville had already been on the map for pissing off Ryan Adams.
Yeah.
And then flash forward to a year later, and here I am. And he stops the show, and he has an attitude about Nashville. He says it's all rich college kids, which okay. a lot of it is.
Well, see, that's my question yeah. was going to be, like, clearly he has yeah. something.
He's got a grudge. He's got a chip on his shoulder about right. Nashville because he lived there through a bit of his druggy stage, if I'm not mistaken. And he's probably got his heart broken there or something. And, you know, he probably wrote some really good songs, and he didn't play them at the Ryman that night.
too close. It's too close.
As I am literally physically, and I'm not, they can't, I know they can't see me, but I'm not a very big person. I'm pretty short. And they are physically picking me up and escorting me out of the Ryman, like feet dangling. And he gets on the mic and he says, I guess it didn't sound good on her fucking yacht. And that was the name of the game. So the next day, this is
that ties in the Jaws.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. Absolutely. It comes back.
It comes back around. But the next day, your friend and my friend and everybody's friend, Brandon, goes, you have to get on UFCK. They are all talking about you. And they didn't know it was me. They just had read the reports that someone threw a bottle. And that's the day I got kicked off of UFCK because I went on there and said, yeah, it was me. It sucked. And I was trying to give him a drink and I apologize and they kicked me off. Mm. That's okay though.
Well, hopefully they're all listening to this show.
I hope they are.
And now they know. They know the real deal.
We're big on the Ryan Adams.
Right. He does not like to be called Brian Adams.
We're trying to break into the Ryan Adams fandom.
Yeah, it's absolutely shocking to me that Ryan Adams is married to American teen dream sweetheart Mandy Moore. Like, that just blows my mind.
I didn't know that
either. He is married to Mandy Moore. Weirdo Ryan Adams. With his crazy hair and his tight girl jeans, is married to Mandy.
In my mind, Mandy Moore is just always pining after Zach Braff.
Yep.
Always.
I'm with you.
Yes.
I'm with you.
Absolutely. Or I go to the Entourage reference too, because she dates.
So will Megalixir. Megalixir will appreciate that Scrubs reference.
Oh, is that a Scrubs fan?
Yeah, it's a deep cut. Yeah.
Oh. All
right. Got people to thank.
Let's do it.
Thank the people.
Lord, so for Twitter. Twitter comes coming first. There are more.
Well, Twitter's, yeah. It's blown up. Yeah, it's blown up. It's crazy.
Lord Dennis, Flautist Chandra, Exalted Lord Mike, Marquess Nicole, and Impresario Tony. For Facebook, Exalted Lord Micah. Exalted Lord Micah, Exalted Lord Mike.
Yeah, wow, that was weird. Yeah.
Troubadour's Megalixir, Marquess Nicole, Saint Zach, and myself.
Tyler.
myself.
Holland.
Me. Tyler Holland.
I don't know who this Tyler Holland fellow is.
Tummy
Squirrel Rider. I want that squirrel.
That's like a gnome name. Tummy Squirrel Rider. I know Tyler, you're not really Twitter centric. So I want to pass something along
Twitter
to you.
Huge Twitter centric right here.
Yeah. I've got a suggestion for you for your unborn daughter's name.
Okay.
Someone,
please don't name her
someone
tweet.
Heard the call and archivist Cute Butt has suggested the following name. Parker Rose Sparkster Stunt Race FX Holland.
I like the name Parker.
Sold. And it is Parker Rose.
It is going to be Parker Rose. Mm-hmm. See, I didn't know that.
Unless we hear something amazing.
Which,
until then.
This is pretty amazing.
Like Megan said, told all of our family and friends, don't embroider anything. It still could change.
Well, but this is really good because like his point is you really only use the middle name when you're angry.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that you don't like. Sparkster. Stunt Race FX.
She knows when I call her Sparks, and she's just, that's it.
That kid's going to the curb.
I'm also really proud. I don't think we talked about this, but Michael Winslow retweeted Exalted Lord Mike's request that he call in to the Tadpog Hotline.
Really?
So that's pretty cool.
I just heard that they were going to tweet him.
That's our brush.
That was one
that's
I
our brush
to.
With fame.
Yep.
Brush with fame.
That's it. Thank you.
I love it. I'm going to tweet the shit out of this, by the way.
Please do.
I can't wait.
And if you could, like I'll give you some money if you want to just, like, bribe people to
I don't want money.
You don't. But the people that we don't know, right?
Okay. We can do that.
Joey of Megalixir fame and archivist Cute Butt of Wayward Cross Comics fame both answered my question. You remember in the Super Mario Brothers 2 episode, I had this fucking red paperback book that talked about how to beat Super Mario Brothers 2. Mm-hmm. They both identified it. It's How to Win at Nintendo Games by Jeff Roven. And it brought back some crazy ass memories when I looked it up on Amazon.
I bet.
They're like, if you want a copy, Taryn, you can go on Amazon. It's like $99. That's all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just $99?
It's just a fucking steal.
Let me get my pocketbook out.
I'm willing to bet I could tweet Jeff Roven and be like, hey, can I have that for $20?
Yeah. You could bribe someone on Amazon for cheaper than that.
Also, I'm plugging a bunch of shit, but there's something that I really need to plug. Lord Dennis, he did an awesome shirt design for Threadless.
I love Threadless, the way.
Threadless is awesome. If they want to, Threadless, if you're listening and you want to sponsor.
I will tweet Threadless because I tweet them sometimes. Yes.
Please. I mean, I love Threadless.
They need to make you guys a shirt.
Dennis and I, we both went to Murray together as graphic design students. He's been submitting a lot of shirts, but I wanted to take just a minute and plug this one because this shirt is amazing. If you're listening to this when it drops on Monday, if you could check the show notes, we'll put a link in there to his shirt. Rate it a 5 so I can fucking buy the thing.
Right.
Because I really want to buy it. Mm. That's it. You're doing it for me.
What's the shirt?
It is, what do you call, like, is it like a baseball shirt?
Where with
it's
the
like,
sleeves?
Yeah, it's got sleeves baseball, and it's a different color.
Yep.
The sleeves are red and he's got like this mock Soviet propaganda poster which says, I have red armies.
Got
referencing,
it.
Referencing the sleeves on the shirt. Yeah.
It's nice.
Pretty good. Check
I
it
like
out,
that.
Please.
I like that. Out. Okay.
Taryn, anything you want to plug? Give your Twitter handle?
Yeah, please. I'm actually pretty funny on it. I'm not tooting my own horn, but I'm not too far.
It's 80% Jaws tweets.
It's all Jaws and Kevin Costner, of course. I can be a little bit more free on my Twitter than I can on my Facebook because I run a lot of stuff for my store on my Facebook. Mm-hmm. Did I say where I worked at?
No. Mm-mm.
I work for Hooters.
Hells yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Chicken wings.
If you want to go be weird and you're in Nashville.
Yeah, come on in, man.
Just
you know all kinds of intimate
details.
You know
about Taryn,
all about me now. I work for Hooters in Nashville, Tennessee. I love it. Been with them almost 10 years. I can be a little bit more off color on my Twitter. Hmm. And my Twitter is TaryNUPTN. Tearing up Tennessee. So get it. Get on there and get it.
It's not,
get
yacht, you some it's not fun. Yacht Girl.
It's not Yacht Girl. No. It's not Ryan Adams, Jack Daniels, 42. No, it's not. It's not that at all. No, it's Tearing Up Tennessee. Please follow me.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. So don't miss the next episode. It'll be Original Flavor Wednesday, and we're talking about IGN's 44th ranked game, Demon's Crest. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe, give the show a 5-star rating, write a review, write a game you want us to do. It gets our attention.
Mm-hmm. I'm writing a review.
Which, by the way, we have gotten the review with the title Monster Madness, so we have to do that at some point.
Okay.
We haven't forgotten.
Or Monster Party?
Monster Party. Yeah, Monster Madness.
Isn't that like
Marble
Big
Madness.
Trucks?
Marble Madness. Yeah. I might have mixed it up with a game that I actually would like to play, which is Marble Madness.
Marble Madness
is not a great game, but I'd rather play it than Monster Party.
So. Right?
Man, Monster Party's rough. Okay. But yeah, thanks.
All right, guys. Like Tyler said, we will be back next week. In the meantime, if you can't get enough Tadpog goodness, please go to tadpog.com. That's where the show notes are. You'll see cool shit, I promise. Friends references have been made.
Oh.
There'll be links to that on
Can
there.
Can I correct you real quick on your friends mess up?
Yeah, yes,
off of that,
yes,
I've got to do it.
Do
so
it,
he,
please.
The one where Josh dies, you guys name the one where Josh dies. Mm-hmm. And Tyler says there's all the Friends episodes are all titled the one where this, the one where that, blah, blah, blah. There's two that are not the one with, and it's the pilot, of course. And then the finale is called
finale.
The Last One. So you were incorrect,
got me,
Tyler.
Got me.
The only man that can challenge me on French trivia is sitting right here.
Yeah,
the only one.
It's Tyler. It's not me.
Like if you, it's definitely Tyler. If you all could just do a whole podcast of Tyler and I playing French trivia, we will tap into a whole other group.
I'm fine with that.
You gave me that French trivia computer game. We could just play that.
It's a game. I have the PlayStation game. It's a game.
All right.
I have it.
Next time you're on.
That's me.
Next time you're on.
French trivia.
I'll sit quietly.
Yeah.
And just every now and then I'll just
make
tell
a little
masturbation
quip.
Story.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, you know, it's funny that
it's
you
funny.
Guys talk about Chandler because
I masturbated to Chandler.
Right. It's weird, right? Don't judge me.
We want to bring up the...
I saw him at a Blockbuster.
I
went crazy. I couldn't help it.
Talk about our call situation.
Let's talk about our call situation.
So I think we talked about... We've taken a lot of input, just running the gamut on what people think, but what should do with the calls.
Right.
So I feel like Dave and I have discussed it. And
got a solution.
What we may do is we'll have a small number of calls, maybe like 3 calls, all under 3 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. So like, this is a hint. If you call and you want your call to be played on the show, it's gonna be best if you keep it under 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Because if it's over 3 minutes or if it's broken into 2 calls, it gets
That's
like
some long winded.
Yeah, yeah. It gets yeah. rough.
Not that I'm not a talker.
but if you keep it under 3 minutes and I like personally the ones where a question is asked, mm-hmm. because I feel like that's super interactive, right?
Yeah.
Like we get a chance to kind of talk back. And I also really like the ones where they're video game related, because I feel like we're totally justified to play those on the show. Mm-hmm. And no one can say, you know, it's a video game podcast. I'm not listening to, you know.
And we don't mind you throwing tangents and things like that.
No, but I love that.
Yeah,
no.
Just 3 minutes. Questions get preference. You know, say whatever, you know, you want to say. We always appreciate feedback and talks and tangents. But, you know, 3 minutes, question, video game related in some form or fashion. And we'll try to keep it to like three or any drunk dials.
Yes, that's the exception. we're keeping drunk dials for sure and wrong
drunk
numbers.
Dials. Yep. Can I drunk dial you?
Yes, please. Yes.
Fantastic. Yes, please. I can't wait. Yes.
We can preface it. Guys, remember Taryn?
Here she is.
She's checking in with us. Let's see what Taryn's up to.
Drunk
all the week.
I'm watching Waterworld.
Yeah. Oh, I rented Waterworld, but can you even rent Waterworld? Wow, that just showed my age right there. 29, by the way. 29.
If you want to call, even though we've just totally put this like strict rules.
Yeah, that was a lot of rules.
We're totally going to enforce. That's all me. That's
You're the
all
rules podcast.
Tyler's he's the nice one. I'm the asshole. Clearly,
you're the hammer.
That's right. Tyler's the sickle. I don't know.
Aww.
Together we are comrades.
Right, exactly. if you want to call, even though we just put all those restrictions on, you can at 270-883-2555. Also, we're on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can find us at facebook.com/tadpog. There's a lot of cool people doing a lot of cool shit. Sandwich Squire, Phil, just posted some creepy-ass Vicky as the robot. I'm sorry, robot Vicky as the final boss of Gradius. It's frightening. It's frightening. Also, Exalted Lord Mike, he sent the Tadpog Triforce tattoo design. So if anyone's...
Do you have fans that have tattoos?
Well, I'm sure that we do, but he submitted...
No, I meant fans have tattoos of your Tadpog. Of Tadpog.
Of our faces.
No, like of your...
Permanently on their bodies.
It's just Tyler and Dave.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
A lot of Tadpog
points. They should win. They should just be your president if they have your face tattooed on.
You know what? I'm all for it. If anyone wants to do it, I'm okay with it.
I'd get a Tadpog tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I just got a new tattoo. Friends one.
What was that?
I have the Central Park coffee cup tattooed on me now.
Really?
Nice. Yep. Wow, that went way off.
Can we put it in the show notes?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. We're also on Twitter. Twitter Nation strong.
Woo, Twitter.
You can follow us at tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, but that motherfucker who's got the Tadpog handle just ain't coming off it.
Yep. Someone has your handle.
They've got Tadpog.
What a bitch.
And they've made like...
You may shake them down?
Can you?
I'll shake them down.
Do you know the Twitter people?
You don't even know what I can do.
All right, cool.
You don't even know.
I'm scrappy. Shake this Tadpog guy down.
Taryn.
Yes.
We've got a little quiz for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
I told you there'd be
one. Is this
one.
About games? This sounded terrible.
No.
Is this about games on the game podcast?
It's about our intro song.
Oh, I did read about that. Oh my gosh. Where's it from? Don't tell me.
Okay.
Because I read it at the bottom because I love it. And I love Meg's voice at the beginning. Oh my God. I'm going to fail. I don't remember what it's from. It's from a game, right?
No.
Did you all make it?
No.
Does it start with an M?
It does start
yes,
with an M.
Yes, it starts
You're
with an
You're on the right
M?
Track.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember.
It's Moves.
Moves. That's it. I knew the M though, and it's you can the link. It's you can link to it.
Where can they find
at
the link?
At the bottom of the whole page. Our song is played. Blah blah blah. Yep. It's called Moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The show notes.
Yep. The show. I'm sorry. The show notes. I didn't take my internet. I didn't take my internet class today.
Judges.
It's at the bottom of the show notes. Yes, I've seen it
but
several
who,
times.
Who does Moves?
I have no idea.
Sycamore Drive.
Oh, okay, Sycamore Drive. That sounds like a road that might be right out here.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Is that a group? Is that a band?
It's a guy.
A dude in Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a game music.
Yeah, yeah. He does, like he does all
he does
like
original
chip tunes and
okay.
It's really, really
I know
good.
What chip tunes are.
Hells yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm really pumped though. I'm happy to be here.
Well, very glad. Thank you for driving up
on the show.
I'm so excited. Anytime I come home, this is my main priority, not my family. Sorry, grandparents. No, I'm really excited. I'm happy to be here. I'm glad Tyler and I got to talk about it and hang out with Dave and very pumped.
Sweet. Thank you.
No,
yeah.
Loved having you on.
Yay. Friends trivia, next one. Boom. PlayStation. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what game you said was next.
So until next, oh, do you have you're pointing at me like you want to say?
No,
something.
I didn't. I was gonna. I thought you were gonna say what game is next.
Demon's Crest.
Demon's Crest. Okay.
Demon's Crest.
It sounds very interesting.
We've got special guests, so definitely check in on us on the Demon's Crest episode.
Is it Kevin Costner?
It's better than Kevin Costner.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's better than Kevin Costner.
I will be here for that one.
Yep.
So until next time, Tropical Capricorn.
I mean, it's not a hard guess. The trollop of the group, obviously, is the one I slept with. I did not listen.
There's your stinger.
Yeah.